So how is this possible? How can water use drop while the population grows?
The explanation of that is that they have found ways to encourage people, to incentivize people to use less water per person on average. So what we found across the board in the Western cities that we surveyed, we looked at 20 different cities, and we found that their average rate of growth from 2000 to 2015 was about 21%. And yet their average rate of reduction in their water use was 19%.
Yeah, that's surprising. And that included our cities here in Arizona too, right? Flagstaff, Phoenix, and Tucson.
Yes, it sure did. And it turns out, Melissa, that 2/3 of the cities in the Western United States have been able to do this.
So how are they pulling this off? What's happening that makes the water use per individual go down?
Well, there were two things that really jumped out for us. One, outdoor landscaping. So it's not uncommon for Western cities to use half or more of their water outdoors, irrigating lawns, big commercial landscape areas, and that sort of thing. And that was really the place where the cities saw some of the biggest declines in use, because a lot of them have been financially incentivizing homeowners and businesses to reduce their outdoor irrigation. The other big part of the story was indoors, and it was on toilets. Back in 1992, we passed the Federal Energy Act, not Water Act. And what was interesting about that is the framers, the architects of that Energy Act, recognized that the movement of water, the cleaning of water to get it ready and make it potable for our use, was a very large portion of the U.S. energy use. And so they said, if we can reduce water use, then we are also going to reduce our energy use. And what the Energy Act said was that any new toilets that were going to get sold in the United States from that day forward were going to have to be these high efficiency ones. And overnight, the new toilets being sold were using half the water that they did previously.
After doing this research, what's sort of your takeaway for the future of water supplies in the West?
Well, I've always been a very hopeful, optimistic person. I do think that we need to freeze the water use, the total water use in our cities and on our farms, as a first step, Melissa, to not doing more damage. In many, many places, we need to go beyond that. We need to actually find ways to use less water. That's a real challenge in the Western U.S. We're seeing very rapid population growth in a lot of our cities. And we're seeing a lot of shifting in population growth now with the pandemic, right? People fleeing out of places like California and going to Bozeman, Montana, and Flagstaff, Arizona, and Boise, Idaho. And so it's really challenging the water managers in these places to be able to absorb that population and not increase their water needs. But that was why I think the story that we tell in our paper is really important, that in fact it is achievable. The irony is that we have been so wasteful with water up to this point that there's a lot of room for becoming more efficient, more conservative, and using less water.
Brian Richter, thank you so much for speaking with me.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it.